Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024. Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey there, welcome back to a video where I talk about things that I want to talk about this week. So a woman was conned out of $100K from a man that was catfishing her and pretending to be Bruno Mars.
First of all,
so now, Chinwendu Azuwa is a 38-year-old man who is accused of pretending to be Bruno Mars on social media to cheat a 63-year-old woman out of $100,000. The two allegedly met on Instagram back in 2018 when the 63-year-old woman came on his site to, you know, look for companionship. I don't know that many people who use Instagram for dating. Over the course of several weeks, she got talked into sending him hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. They talk constantly over social media, like on Instagram and off Instagram using Google Hangouts, which I feel like if anyone's also using Google Hangouts or WhatsApp, they're probably a criminal. 63-year-old who did not want her name to be out there publicly to protect her family's reputation probably thought that she was actually in like a meaningful relationship with Bruno. I mean, she was in love. Azuwanu allegedly sent her numerous text messages and pictures, really forcing his whole like, I'm Bruno Mars thing, when he wasn't Bruno Mars. So now after convincing her that he was on tour, Azuwanu told her that he needed money for tour expenses. He needed 10,000 bucks. So she took herself to the bank in Rich Hill, North Carolina, and withdrew $10,000 and then deposited that money into a Chase bank account she said belonged to a friend of the band. 2 days later, Bruno Mars hit her up again and said, hey, that money was great, but I need like $90,000 more for more band expenses. And her being a loving, I feel bad. But her being who she was, she sent $90,000 more to him and deposited in that same Chase bank account that was under the name of Chai Autos. So now bank records revealed that Azuwanu was running a money laundering operation and that the Texas woman's deposit has been withdrawn. Azuwanu did admit to being the sole person who like owned and, you know, ran that bank account and that he did receive the $90,000. When questioned by detectives, however, he was not able to tell them where that money came from. He was kind of just like, it fell in my lap. Ah. Azuwanu was arrested and charged for money laundering, and he appeared in Harris County Court February 10th, which is my sister's birthday. And he was released on a $30,000 bond. Now his lawyer, Maverick Ray, was just like, that's not my client. He never did that shit. It wasn't him. He was not Bruno Mars. Ray claims that he is a victim of a criminal organization that concocted and carried out this whole money laundering, catfishing scheme, and he just was the one that got the money by accident. Bold move, Ray. Very bold. He says that there's a large criminal organization that's behind the original setup and collection of the money. At this time, we nor the prosecution know what the masterminds behind the scam are. I love the reach. He is reaching. He should, I hope he's stretched first. Now, Atuanu is a Nigerian native. He has been in America for 16 years now and has no other real criminal past whatsoever. We hate to see it. We hate to see it. Why you got a scammer, bro? I've seen every episode of every season of Catfish. If they don't FaceTime you, it's fake. Just, you know, FaceTime. That's my advice. And also, if you send nude pictures, just don't put your face in the box. No tattoos, nothing, none of that. Just keep yourself safe. And let me know what you think in the comments below about this. Like and comment, that's always appreciated. And enjoy this product cleanser. Calm down before you stress up the groove. The energy a little different when the blessings accrue. Hey, who you talking to? Just know I ain't no regular fool. Could be anything in the world, but I can never be you. Because I stand tall like I'm on my tiptoes. Baby, you think a little too small. I got big goals, baby. Hey, where the money at? Yeah, look, I just need the info. Pronto, I go and get it. Split it with my kinfolk daily. And I'm the type of I changed my number on ya. Yeah, that's how you react when people took a slumber on ya. Pretty brown skin, baby, I can see the summer on ya. You see all the bread and I know it make you wonder. Don't ya, don't ya, don't ya. Ooh, I ain't surprised at all. Seen them rise and fall. Went up the mountain, it wasn't hard to climb at all. At the top, I found some relief. I finally got some peace. Carry on, but please don't mess up the mood. Yeah, I worked too hard for it. No, I need it. Oh, you mess up the mood. Yeah, ooh, I work too hard for it. And I need it, so please don't mess up the mood. Don't mess up the mood. Don't mess up the mood. Yeah, I work too hard for it. Yeah, don't mess up the mood. Oh, it's so crucial, I gotta keep it. It's in the ass everywhere. No, it's not a secret. And I bet they didn't think that I'd ever. The kitchen, yeah. I can make a hit on whatever you pitching. Baby, let me fill up whatever you missing. Or you like it up at the top, it's a better view, isn't it? I'm not surprised at all, no way. Hey, what you need? Come on, just pay the fee. I supply it all. Went up the mountain and it wasn't hard to climb at all. At the top, I found some relief, you see. So please don't mess up the mood. Yeah. I worked too hard for it. No, I need it, beat it. Oh, you mess up the mood.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Ooh.